Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Waffle House. It's me and Joanne.
Joanne. My teeth are killing me because that's why I keep grimacing, because I was bleaching them last night. And, and now they're like sponges with the wind running through them all day.
Oh, really? Does that?
Oh, my God. They're so sore.
So do you think you did it wrong, or that's just what's supposed
that's
to happen?
That's what's supposed to happen. No pain, no gain.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how those made in Chelsea heads do it. They're like they've got albino colored teeth. I don't know how they put up that paint.
So when I did the teeth whitening, I did get pain, but I did the ones where you leave it in overnight. Did you do that?
That's what I did. Yeah.
And yeah, I did get pain when I was doing that. Actually, I forgot about that. But that's the price. That's the price of beauty.
It's the price of beauty. I did a photo shoot for a photo call for someone once. And I'd whitened my teeth the night before, like in preparation for it. And they couldn't use any of the shots because I had my mouth pierced, like closed the whole time. Like I'd just eaten a lemon. So pain. I forgot how sore it is. Anyway, whatever. I'm going to look great. That's all that matters.
You look great, Joanne. You look fantastic for this Zoom. So we were going to talk about, like when falling for somebody and what it does to you. I tell you something, I'm going out of my fucking mind.
I know. This is the third week in a row we've discussed it. You're clearly...
No, this is different. Like this week has been insane.
Why? What's going on?
Well, you know, because I can't see her now, which we can't discuss.
You're pining.
Oh, God. It's torture.
Yeah.
So true. But what I thought was really interesting was, because I was like, one particular night, I was like, I haven't slept well in a week. I can't, you know. So I decided to look up, like, you know, when you've met somebody new, does that affect your sleep? And then all this stuff came up online about just like, you know, falling for somebody and what it does to you. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, I'm following this to a T.
Oh yeah, you're falling off the side of a cliff here. We can all see it.
No, I know, but what I mean is I didn't realize all the science that goes with it, you know?
What are they, Gwan?
Well, first, can I just say something to you?
Yeah, of course.
So when we were flying to Tenerife,
yeah,
we were chatting a lot, like chatting on the plane, and like I know that I said all these things about relationships and.
You taking it all back?
I was wrong about everything, every single.
Oh my God!
I was wrong about everything.
Get you sectioned.
I was wrong about everything, Joanne. I had no idea. My cynicism.
Really? This, like, seriously?
Well, just in the sense that, like, I didn't...
Because you're pretty cynical usually about relationships.
Exactly, Joanne. Well, yeah. That fucking cynicism now has just been thrown back in my face. Just like looking in the mirror being like, well, didn't you think you knew everything?
Oh my God, but it's amazing that it's finally happened to you.
Yeah, I mean... I've definitely like been in love before, but this is this, don't get me wrong, I understand it's infatuation, early doors and all that stuff, but it's intense.
Yeah, it's still real though, even though if it's early doors, it's still real. And I don't think you get, like, you know yourself, like you and I, we've discussed this before, it's early doors, but it doesn't mean it's not legitimate, because we've both had relationships with people that we didn't feel like that about. So it's a good sign of things to come if it's that sparky now.
Yeah, it's fucking mega sparky, but it doesn't help that I can't see her, so it's just like a lot of talking on the phone for like hours of fucking phone calls.
That makes it worse, because it's like an addiction. You can't shoot her up, you know.
It's driving me crazy. It's literally driving me insane,
you know, because it's like an addiction. It's like pining. You're like, so I remember when I was like, I used to go out, well, I've gone out with a couple of lads, the ones that I was mad about, I'd run home and like smell them and stuff because I miss them so much. One of my boyfriends used to smell my feet before he went to work every day. Love's amazing. It's the best. You're so lucky.
Yeah, I know.
I'm never going to have it again. Anyway, this is about you.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I actually thought 44 years old, and it's just like I really thought like, you know, don't get me wrong, I'll meet somebody. I thought like I'll meet somebody great and we'll have like a nice life or a nice time together. But like, I'm too old to fall. I actually thought that like you get to an age where like this shit doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah. But I do think, and I like, what age are you now?
44. A young 44.
A young 44. You are a young 44 because you don't drink. So you've got a healthy head. And what age is she?
She'll be 29 next week.
Yeah, so she's quite young, actually, like in comparison.
Yeah.
Like not weird young, but she's young because you're young. You're a young 44. But it's less likely for me as a woman at 44 that I'm going to fall in love with a 29-year-old guy.
Yeah, but
Most men are 44. Like most men go out with someone about 4 or 5 years older than them on average. And at that stage, they're all fucking married, dead.
But Joanne, I literally...
Married or dead.
I literally thought like you.
No, because you can shop down. I won't shop down. I'm not attracted to 29-year-old lads.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're not going to meet somebody that you're attracted to. We're not talking about age. It's not the age gap.
I'm saying you've more options because you're willing. You can date someone who 29-year-olds in general, most of them are probably single and having a good time and they like older guys and you've more opportunities is what I'm saying.
Joanne, there's plenty of fucking hot 50-year-olds, divorced 50-year-olds. I would fucking love to be with you right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
But all I'm saying is that I would never have thought that this level of intensity was possible. I mean, it's amazing, but sometimes it's almost just like, can I just fucking get to sleep here, please? Can I just sleep?
It's actually perfect. Like this is what was this time apart is what's going to cement you because now neither of you can really fuck up at this stage because you're not in each other's company. And it will just build this incredible attraction, you know, absence, heart growing fonder, all that stuff. And then when you see each other, it'll be like Titanic. It'll be amazing. And that'll be it. Just play tennis for the rest of your days.
She fucking makes me laugh. And it's like insane. So this is how bad it is, right? So last night, she's like, she's making fun of me. She's doing my accent, literally making fun of me. Like, and if I mean, whether it's actually funny or not, I don't know. But I'm like, I got the love goggles on and I think everything she says is hilarious. And then today I'm like, I'm playing golf this morning and like every half an hour I'd think about her making fun of me and I would just like laugh out loud just from thinking about it.
Are you surprised? Has this never happened to you before?
Never. Don't you understand?
Shut up.
No, like not like this. Not like, honestly, Joanne, I never would have had the cynicism that I had if I was like, oh yeah. I mean, obviously when I was a teenager, I mean, I guess I had like, you know, but you know, I just never had this level of it.
Welcome to the sop bucket. It also makes you incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah, but it's a fucking shit. It's a perfect storm because the pandemic has been just an enforced kind of like time of self-reflection and relaxation and, you know, no dating random women, you know, so there was, you know, and I didn't even intend it, but I even stopped jerking off. Like it wasn't like a decision. It was just like, I wasn't even jerking off. Like I almost took like the distraction of sexual stimulation out of my life. So you just end up in this, you just end up pretty grounded actually, you know, and like wide open, not to mention I've been through like a year and a half of grief and, you know, suddenly you're just like, I was just like more open to this. But the problem is that it's so intense that sometimes I feel like, fuck, I wish I was just a touch more closed.
I know.
Sometimes I'd love to just shut it down.
I think sometimes the best relationship is when they're more into you and you have a level of rationale about the whole thing. Like you're not completely obsessed. It's a healthier way to be. And the relationships, yeah, you can kind of take them or leave them. Or the slow burn relationships are quite healthy as well. I always end up in these like manically, frantically obsessive things and they never last. Because they're a shit show.
I know, but the slow burn, I've had quite a few slow burns, but you know, I just think the type of person that I am, I think I actually need the ferocious intensity.
Yeah, I probably do.
I mean, I can't say for certain, but I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah, you look kind of deranged.
I'm telling you, It's so fun. Like, it's so intense. So
I know, it's amazing. It's the best feeling ever.
But what I
and also the worst feeling, because the bigger the high, when it if it ends, I'm not saying it will, but if it ends, it's like someone's died. You're like, it's like getting your insides tasered all 24/7. You're just chewing Xanax and crying and drinking wine.
Yeah, well, I don't take Xanax, but I definitely feel
that's,
like,
that's what you think now. You also didn't think you'd ever be in love like this. You can't say anything anymore. You don't know.
I know. I just, I
back on the booze.
No, Joanne, stop. Stop. That's not even funny. Sorry.
Come on. It's a bit funny.
No. It's just a little too much. That's like, to me, that's like life ender, you know?
Yeah.
Joanne with your fan. So, but I was finding it interesting that I didn't realize that so much of this is just like science, right? So I didn't know that, you know, your brain chemistry shapes romance. So you actually do feel high when you're falling in love. So when you think about your loved one, it causes your VTA to flood your body with dopamine, making you feel a rush of joy. In other words, if you suddenly feel overwhelmingly giddy and happy when you think about someone, there's a good chance you're in love.
Yeah. I agree with all that stuff, but I think when you're in love, it just pops out of your mouth. You actually can't control it. It just pops out. You're like, huh! You go to say it and it's like getting sick. It's like when you vomit, like when you're on a night out, and you don't know what's coming. It just kind of comes. That's what saying I love you is. Your body just takes over. You can't actually keep it in.
Yeah. I mean,
you just, you're like, I love it. And then if they don't say it back, you cry.
No, like I agree with you 100% on that one. Now, we don't actually say, we don't say the L bomb, but there's actually a reason for that, which is I can't talk about, but it's a delay thing. But so I haven't said that to her. Nor
delay as in what you mean a delay thing?
It's like really, you know, cause it doesn't matter. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Because I literally can't talk about that. It's kind of annoying because I prefer to talk about it, but I actually can't. And I'll explain afterwards. But
being in love is a very risky business.
Very risky business. Very risky.
Yeah. Very risky.
So here's another one, right? So brain chemistry is also responsible for the phenomenon where you just can't stop thinking about somebody.
Yeah.
This time, the culprit is serotonin. The neurotransmitter, which we know is a mood regulator. So serotonin levels dramatically drop off. And with the result, our brains are able to go a little haywire. Without serotonin to keep an eye on proceedings, we experience the dopamine rush even more explosively. We crave it even more strongly. And we're unable to stop ourselves going back for another hit. And that's like,
yeah.
I it's so funny that all these chemical reactions that are actually happening, I can pinpoint moments in a day where that happens.
Yeah, your brain's taken over. I've been in love massively in love three times, and the fallout from them, I think I'm taking your part now. I'm becoming cynical. The fallout from them has been so traumatic that I honestly don't know if I'm arsed anymore. That's the truth of it.
Oh, see, that's the thing. That's the
no, because I was, you were just, you were a bit like, not that, it, like, you didn't have big highs and big lows. You were just kind of tipping along.
Well, certainly for a long time, because I can't say that I haven't had something like this in the past, but for a long time, I hadn't had it, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
The fallout, shite.
Oh, I've had my heart broken before. It's not that.
Fucking worst. It's like someone dying.
But I've just met this person, so I really was kind of looking not to focus on like the potential nightmare. You know,
we're just having a conversation.
My anxiety is fucking, my anxiety levels are high enough without fucking worrying about the fallout. You know, I just, right now, because like you do get that, the insecurity rises up, you know?
Yeah, of course it does. Absolutely it does. But like, I think how long can you maintain again, this isn't about you specifically.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's just a general conversation, yeah.
Yeah, that the, when it pitters off, that's when I think a lot of people kind of lose interest, because some people are just addicted to the initial high. And so when it kind of becomes normal life, they check out a bit. They're addicted to falling in love. They love the idea of love more than actually maintaining it and it turning into something more normal.
Yeah, yeah. But Jesus, if you're addicted to this, you'd fucking be a sadomasochist. Like,
it's not easy to get. That's the thing. Like, you don't, like, I know people who are going out with other people. I know people in relationships and they're definitely not in love. They're not. They think they are, but they're not.
No, I had actually basically said to myself, you're better off to just kind of like, you know, be with somebody who, you know, it's just like, it's handy. And you just eventually realize that this person is going to be your life partner and you just kind of help each other get through life. I literally thought that would be the better way.
Yeah.
I didn't think that, you know, you'd like meet somebody and have like a passionate thing.
Thank God for Instagram.
You experience sleeplessness and loss of appetite. This is number three on the signs that you're falling in love. Like 100%. I haven't slept in a week. And
you lose your appetite and then you gain it massively with them.
I can't fucking wait. I can't fucking wait to pig out.
I remember I was going out with this lad and I was due to go to Australia for a year for traveling. And I'd basically been sitting on his couch eating pick and mix for 6 weeks and drinking cider. And back in the day when I'd like one pair of good jeans and I put my jeans on to go to the airport. He was dropping me to go to the airport to go to Australia. And you know where the button and the hole connect? There was about like a meter between them. And we had to fashion like MacGyver, this elastic band to close them. I'd say I put on the guts of nearly a stone.
Really?
Notice. Yeah. Because then I was in love. Then it's like, you don't leave the house. You don't need anything else. You're just both codependent, self-contained saps. We just sat there and ate shite and rolled around in muck and had sex. And then
I would love that, but it's been taken from me.
Yeah, but she'll be back.
Temporarily. So
even better.
Just because I find all the chemicals fascinating, okay? So just about the not able to sleep and stuff. Inviting someone new in your life also requires vulnerability. Feeling vulnerable can be a little scary, so it triggers our adrenal glands to release cortisol, aka the stress hormone, in an effort to combat fear. One theory is that this dump of cortisol constricts blood vessels in our stomach, leading to a decreased appetite. An abundance of cortisol can also cause insomnia. So if that person's on your mind and you can't eat or sleep, it's time to embrace the vulnerability and admit you're in love. But the cortisol is racing through me because that is one hormone that I now, through looking into like anxiety and stuff, that is, I can recognize the feeling of when that fucking cortisol is shooting in my body because I really feel it in my legs.
Okay.
For some reason, anxiety and the cortisol that's triggered, it just makes my legs feel like they're full of acid.
Acid.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Cause I talked about it with, Caroline Forn, you know, she has this anxiety podcast.
Yeah.
And, we were talking about anxiety and that, you know, that was like, but she was saying that the way that sort of people feel cortisol, the way cortisol manifests itself in people's bodies is not always exactly the same, but mine certainly is like, I get it in my legs.
Oh, interesting.
But you don't think you have like an anxiety thing?
Of course I do. I know that anxiety is kind of the word of the moment. I don't think anyone doesn't suffer with anxiety. I think it's just kind of standard living. I know some people get it worse than others, but I just think it's part of living your life.
Yeah, but I do think that my body has a touch of a cortisol regulation malfunction.
Okay. You get anxious easily.
Well, just when that cortisol kicks off, it definitely takes over a little bit.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that I've had some, like a little bit too much cortisol in my body, which I literally cannot wait for it to fade.
But at least you're both in the same boat. It's worse. Like, have you ever suffered from unrequited love when you've all those feelings, but also all this rejection and horribleness because they're not into you? That's worse.
At least
you know she's in the same boat as you. So that's, you can enjoy that. You're just distracted because she's not there.
I mean, I won't speak on her behalf, but certainly we're having a fun, you know, it's not unrequited, that's for sure. But yeah, and the funny thing is that, you know, all the time doing the shift and stuff, and then you get these, like one time we had this girl, she fell for this guy, he clearly was like drifting off, but she was full of all this stuff that we're talking about right now. Mm. But I was basically telling her, like, this guy's checked out already, like you got to protect yourself, you know? Mm. And I was just saying, stop texting him, stop responding, like thinking that like, that's easy.
It's
to
easy.
Do.
I know.
Now, like if it got pulled on me now, I would be absolutely fucked. I would be powerless.
There's no rationale.
I would lie to myself and I'd be like, oh, maybe she's busy. You know, like I would I would do all the things
yeah.
that are so easy to tell other people not to do when you're not in the middle of it.
Yeah. He is really busy at the moment. Oh, I think yeah. his brother was getting married. He's probably distracted yeah. with that and blah, 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 blah. If he's not into you, he's not into you. As my mother says, if he wants you, he knows where you are.
Yes.
Standard. That's it. I remember my friend Andrea sent me a meme once going, if he's into you, you'll know. If he's not into you, you'll be confused. And then she was like, oh my God. It was like this moment of epiphany. And I was like, what are we going to talk about now? I was like, I don't know. Ignore the meme. Let's just go back to not knowing that that's the truth. Yeah, of course. It's so straightforward, you know. But when you're in something that isn't and you want to make it a thing, you just lie to yourself. Sure, I found a hair in a man's bed once and I just pretended I didn't see it.
Oh.
Yeah. A hair. And I was seeing him like, and I just was like, la, 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 la. I just pretended I didn't see it. I lied to myself. I didn't even challenge him on it. I said, I don't want to know. Blah, 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 blah. It could be anything. Could be anything. Cleaner, cleaner. There's also this thing called the halo effect where you take.
I think you're frozen. I was listening to you.
There's this thing called the halo. So humor is a really strong aphrodisiac and it's a really strong connector. So that's always been my problem. I go after funny guys, and when you laugh at each other, when you like, you obviously have that now because
yes,
comics, so you've got a similar sense of humor, and laughing is apparently it's a really strong shared interest. And if you have a similar sense of humor, you're fucked basically, because you won't see all the other shit, which is what's happened to me over and over and over again, because I go for funny men. And they make me laugh, and then I pretend, and that makes me pretend I haven't seen the hair in the bed.
Wow, that's interesting. Because the
humor, the halo effect, that massive thing that means so much to you and has such an effect on you, it means that's all you see, and it kind of spills into the other areas of things that aren't great about him, her, them, they, and you. Yeah.
No,
there, sorry, Jasmine.
I wasn't cutting you off there. That was a Zoom thing because I was just going ooh, but then
No, I know. I'm saying, but this is the thing. Laughter. It's a bastard of a thing.
Oh, yeah. Because that's definitely a big part of it. Like,
yeah.
And we definitely have the same sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, she's like ripping on me last night, and I just like can't get enough of it.
Of course. I mean, I went out with the guy once. We used to do sketches and everything.
I know. It's great, though.
It's amazing. But like I said, that's the stuff that's really hard to get over when you think you've met your match. You know, you're like, I feel seen. This person sees me, and I see them, and we're so meh. I'm obviously on this side of it, and I'm like, fuck you, fuck her. You're not soulmates. It's not going to last.
I know, but I definitely eat my words on the soulmates thing. I'll tell you that right now.
I know. But this is encouraging. This is good for me as well, because I can take solace in the fact that this is finally, not finally, I know it's happened before, but that it's happened again. At your late stage, Des, who would have thought at your stage of life?
I'm in my fucking peak, Joanne. I'm in my fucking peak.
You are in your peak.
The other thing is just like, you said to me like, oh, when you really, you know, when you really have that connection, you would never even think of like
cheating.
Yeah. And honestly, the thought of it makes me fucking sick.
I hope you stay that way. I hope this stays how you feel.
But it literally makes me sick.
Yeah.
Please God.
Yeah. I remember you were like, we were talking about, and she was like, you were telling her, if look, do what you need to do. And
oh, that. Yeah. But that was, I don't even care about that. That's almost like not worth talking about because it's such a unique situation. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm still talking about it because I'm saying it's still relevant, as in, I was saying, having had that with people, I'm like, I would never in my wildest dreams want to ever see them with anyone else.
But where are
my relationships are closed, 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 closed.
Where I was at though, at that stage, like I was fine with that. But then, you know, that was a mutual decision between the two of us that it was like, nah, it's not going to be like that, you know? So yeah. then that's fine, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exciting times ahead. Just a life playing tennis and chilling on the beach. You're never going to go back to Ireland now.
No,
I'm married.
Well, I am postponing my tour to 2021. I might as well announce that now. But it's unrelated to this, by the way. I don't want people to be like, fucking Dez met some girl and he's not fucking coming back to work. No, I'm postponing the tour because I can't see it happening properly. Mm. And I'd rather just postpone it to 2021 in the hope that I can have a normal second half of the Mia Mama tour.
Yeah.
You postponed the Vicar Street dates, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to do that, but sure, what can I do? So February 21, I don't even know if that's going to happen at this stage. Like, live comedy is like, it's kind of over for the moment. I just have to park it for the moment. I have a couple of gigs coming up in Ireland. I'm doing the Dublin Fringe.
But you think those are
Farrelly. Yeah, because it's in Beaumont, or it's in the Bohemian Stadium. But they can still, like, I don't know what that stadium sits, but they can still only sell 50 tickets a night. How is it that everyone in Ireland can go to a pub, like the pubs that serve food? I really don't get that rule either, if anyone can explain that.
Yeah, to me, I don't get it.
Please do. But yet the arts is just on its fucking knees. And they're like, yeah, no worries, doesn't matter. And the pubs as well, those like the pubs down the country and the pubs who don't sell food are on their knees as well.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is that I think they're right though, because once you open things up, it's going to start raging. It's going to start.
The lockdown initially not supposed to be for so that we didn't overrun the health system and that we didn't pack out the hospitals. There's no one in the hospitals.
Yeah, but they'll be right back in there. You know, like look what happened in the States. Like, you know, if once you open back up, things start raging again. Simple as that. Mm. You know, like.
I just think there has to be a way around that you can't, like the industry that I'm in is so fucked. And I just feel if so much care and attention is being put into looking after other industries, like the hairdressers, the pubs,
but there really isn't. Like the pubs, it's just 50 people and they have to serve food. They've actually just delayed. So actually,
the pubs were crying and stuff.
Yeah, they're complaining.
Yeah.
So it's actually not, you know.
That's so annoying.
I know it's frustrating. Listen, I'm frustrated too. Like I prefer to get back to work. I was actually supposed to do an outdoor show tonight, but it looks like it's going to rain. So I'm not driving all the way into Manhattan to find out the show's canceled. So I'm not going in, but I am doing two outdoor shows on Sunday.
I have an outdoor show tomorrow. I did one in Bristol on Monday. It was great crack.
So what happened? You did an outdoor show on Monday in Bristol?
Yeah. And I'm doing one tomorrow in Tring. Great crack.
But what was it like?
It's really good. It's like this nightclub. So there's a club in Bristol called Outside the Box, Comedy Box. And the owner of that, the nightclub, I asked him to come down and run a comedy night there. So it's kind of like the Button Factory at home. You know, it has that cement outdoor area. Yeah. And they've covered it over. They spent 15 grand, got like a big tent canopy thing, put up a stage, and they have like a picnic bench things, and it's 6 people per bench, and you have to be in the same bubble, as it were. And I think there was like 80 people there or something like that. No one could touch, you know, no one could get up. There was no bar service. It was all table service.
Masks in the crowd or no?
No, no masks in the crowd, no. And so then every comedian had a different mic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I found it, like, I hadn't been on stage in 5 months. It was exhilarating. I felt like I'd just done the Apollo.
Oh, yeah?
Get over it.
Like, what was the react? Like, what's the atmosphere at the outdoor show?
They were brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Like, it's not, there isn't the same rowdiness, of course, because they're not on top of each other like they would be in a club. And you're not allowed to speak to anyone past the front row. So you can only talk to the front row. And if they start whooping, you have to stop them. They're not allowed to whoop. They have to like bang the table and just clap. They can't like open their mouths.
So it's like some sort of like Viking fucking experience.
Kind of.
They're banging the tables.
Yeah, like that, and banging their feet and stuff. No whooping.
And then what?
No whooping.
What material did you do?
The material, because your man, the booker, was like, look, do half an hour. And he saw my face. I was like, I haven't done this in nearly half a year. And he's like, look, just do whatever you can do. But I ended up, of course, I did 35.
Yeah, of course you didn't get off, you fucking selfish bitch.
Once I got going again, I was like, bye. It's like crowd surfing. No, it was brilliant. I was delighted. Absolutely delighted. No, I did have to look at my hand a couple of times. I could do bits and I was remembering, but there wasn't the same flow from bit to bit. You know that kind of way?
Of course. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also I did some new stuff about Corona and all, and they kind of went for that. I wish I'd actually recorded it. But that's
what's a Corona joke? I'd be curious to...
Oh, there's no... I don't really tell jokes. Really.
No, I know, but I'm just curious, like, what was one of your Corona things?
It's about...
We can workshop it right now before you get off.
One of my housemates trying to get her boyfriend to come over, and I was like, he's not coming into the house. And I was like, he can pat your head through the cat flap or you can wank him off through the letterbox. Or like Corona Ken, and like talking about me and the guys I'm dating. I've obviously lost my sense of taste, all that jazz. I mean, it's all still me. I'm just like wedging in the Corona now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. So
you know,
it's just
being topical.
Yeah, you gotta throw the topical in.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, Corona Trump. Anyway, now back to me and my own shit.
Did you talk about Trump?
No, I never talk about Trump. What am I going to say that's going to be of any use?
I know, but sure. What are you going to say? You know, you could say that about anything.
I know, but it's not really my thing. No one wants to hear me talk about Trump. Like they don't. I tried to talk about the environment once, and everyone was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Sorry."
I mean, I had to lay off Trump. Well, I was looking.
But it's more your thing. It's not really my thing.
I was looking forward to doing the show tonight just because I just wanted to see like how much of it flows off the head. Because you know, I've been doing comedy since 1997. This is by far the longest break I've ever had.
Yeah, I was listening to shows I'd done and stuff on my phone before I went on. I was like, oh my God, I've forgotten all of this. Like,
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it'll take a while. That's why in one way, those Vicar Streets, it's actually not necessarily, like it's a bad situation for me business-wise and financially, but I would like to do my Vicar Streets when I'm like game ready, you know, like when I've been in the clubs for a couple of months and I'm ready to kind of blast it, not like when I'm haven't been on stage in 6 months and, you know, the flow isn't there.
No, totally, totally. In fact, yeah. I recorded a special one time where I was like, I was doing a lot of material that I hadn't been doing lately and that was a mistake. Like I should have ran that show for like a full week before I did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you notice that like I did a big show, it was like a charity show in the Comedy Store, and some of the bigger acts who have like chat shows and stuff were way rustier than the club comics because they're not doing it anymore, and the club comics were kicking their ass because they're just not in the, you know, they're not practiced, they're not up to, they're not match ready.
So before you go, actually,
yeah,
have you had any dates this whole time?
No, nothing.
Not
I'm
one.
I'm dead inside. I don't know. Nothing.
What's
like
going
you.
On?
I haven't even. I know it's terrible.
No, I was never dead inside. I was always dating. Not during the pandemic, but in general in life.
Yeah, no, I'm not into it. I'm just annoying. No, I'm not into it at the moment. My light's not on. This is the thing that we talk about. Your light has to be on. My light is just so off.
Like your taxi light kind of thing. Like your vacancy sign.
Yeah, I'm not on. My light's not on. My light is off. It is pitch black.
Are you happy with that? Or are you?
Yeah. For the moment, like I'll get back into it. Like I did a couple of dates before lockdown, but they didn't really work out. It's a drill. Like I prefer just meeting people in real life. I really, really do. I don't do well on those app things. Like I was getting hardly any matches and then I disconnected my profile from my Instagram account and then my matches shot up.
But that's because they didn't know you were a comedian then.
It's also because, I mean, no one would look at my Instagram and go, she seems relaxed and sound. I want to take her out. Anyway, whatever. I just need to get back into the clubs and be around people I like.
A narcissistic men.
I know, it's terrible. I'm never going near a comic again. I tell you that much for nothing.
God, I'm the opposite. I fucking never went near them. And now look at me.
Yeah, but the female comics are a lot sounder.
Oh, do you reckon? Yeah.
Yeah. We know that now. Come on. That's been proven time and time again. Male comics cannot keep their dick in their pants. I've said it a million times. A million, million times. This would be a big test for you now, Desmond. We'll see. I trust you.
You trust me?
Yeah. For now, for the next week.
Well, you're my guru now.
Yeah, I know. Look, oh my God, it's like we swapped places. This is incredible.
It's incredible. I mean, yeah. I mean, I have to humbly admit that I was wrong about a lot of shit.
We'll have to get you a puffer jacket and a pair of hoop earrings now. I'll start wearing a suit. It's great. You're so lucky. I'm actually really jealous.
You're
at the stage where I match with a guy and then he
but you're jealous. Like, you're jealous of me being in love. That's what you mean.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that I want to be in love with you. I'm just jealous that you're in love. Like, if a guy messages me now, I'm like, I'm doing a lot of eye rolling at the moment. I don't know what it is.
Really?
We all have phases.
I think it's about to change.
Oh my God! Look at this, Mr. Optimistic.
No, but honestly, I'll tell you, I'll give you a little comparison though.
Yeah.
With the pandemic and how it fucks things up, like I really feel like your career was really fucking hot. And it kind of got taken from you, which I feel that's unfair.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. I felt that, like, not that I was hot, but it was going in the right direction. There was opportunities there.
There was momentum.
There was momentum.
And I feel like if I was at the stage of you're at in your career, and suddenly like this external force came in and took it away, I would feel a little hard done by.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe my mojo is gone because I'm not on stage anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, but it's just a fucking weird time in life where everyone's lives are being changed by this massive external force. I mean, you know, who knows who comes out of it better and who knows who comes out of it worse.
I do feel though the apps can really kind of, they could be quite a depressing place to be actually for
the
everyone.
Apps.
That's for everyone. I'm not saying that I'm any better than anyone else on the apps. It can just be a very depressing place to be. You get very desensitized to it. No one seems human. Everyone seems like a bit of a dope.
Yes.
The questions are really cringy. I don't know. Like, you know, everyone's kind of being like, sometimes people are messaging in. They're kind of saying, they're being a bit dicky or like they're being a bit sarcastic with you or I don't know. You can just kind of lose faith. I need to get back out into the real world.
You do. But what's stopping you like having a date with people that are like in your orbit?
Who's in my orbit?
Well, I mean, you don't have anyone in your orbit or it's sort of
no.
Like with 2 degrees of separation from people that you know?
Not anyone I take seriously. Like there's one lad, but he has a vagina steamer in his room and he only goes down on women exclusively. They call him the tickler. He's the only one I know. He has a steamer and makes them sit on it.
But like, so somebody's trying to set you up with the tickler?
Well, they're not trying to set me, but like he's around, you know, he's a single guy. He's around. I meet him out and everything. They're like, I was like, I'm not going home with the tickler.
How do you know he's the tickler? Like who, you know, where's this information coming from?
Because women chat. They've obviously been like, some of my friends are very pally with him. I didn't even know what a vagina steamer was.
I didn't know either.
Yeah,
isn't that like
a thing? He takes them for dinner. He talks to them. He wines and dines them. Like he has, you know, a strategy. Like he has a date.
Yeah.
Template, and then he says like, oh, I'm, you know, I can't wait to go down on you all night. Blah 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 blah. And then they get really excited. Then he brings them back and he sticks them on the steamer. Now I don't know how the steamer works.
Right.
I mean, I assume it just cleans them.
Were you waiting for me to tell you how the steamer works?
Just gets the creases out, just like irons it out for you.
By the way, is that like a usable clip or is that something that like is too obvious?
No, you can totally use that.
Oh yeah. No, I just wasn't sure if like the tickler was like a thing. No, it's cause it's just very interesting because, you know, years ago when I was going through some heavy stuff after a mega breakup, and I was looking into just, you know, aspects of just like behavior and stuff like that. One of the signs that somebody has massive issues with intimacy is that they prefer going down. They prefer
really
if that's like a thing that they much prefer to do, that's a sign that they have a problem with intimacy.
Interesting.
But it's just particularly in a situation like his, which is very exaggerated, which is basically like, I have a thing, I'm going to steam your vagina so that there's actually no human smell left on it. And then I'm going to go down on you. It is an interesting...
Yeah, you're right. It's like, I'm not interested in you, actually. I'm just interested in going down your vagina. So your vagina has to look and smell like every other, like a drawer. Like, it has to smell like nothing.
Well, because I feel like kissing is more, I actually feel like kissing is more intimate than going down. Like, especially.
I don't know if I like this new you. It's very strange.
No. That's been for decades. Like, I actually.
Really?
Kissing is more intimate, in my opinion.
I know. Well, of course it is.
Yeah, so that's what I'm, what I'm saying is that like, that then it makes sense that people who have issues with intimacy will sort of like, they try to sort of like, go around the intimacy by going down. So it feels like intimacy, but it's not really.
Yeah. You know, whereas I totally agree.
Kissing is more like a challenge, you know, it's more like a kind of like, be vulnerable with me.
One of my mates, I met her at the weekend. She's so funny. She was saying that she was with this lad. They were like chatting on Tinder or whatever. And this is a thing. London lads are mad into this. They tell you like, I can't wait to go down on you for hours. This is like, I thought they say. No one's ever said it to me, obviously. But. So he was saying this to Kate, can't wait. Oh. You didn't hear that. Saying, I can't wait to go down on you for hours. Blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, Grant, come on over. So she went, came over, and she says, like, she kept doing, say her legs are like this, right? I know this is a podcast, people can see. He just kept licking up her legs as far as her kneecaps and then licking back down. So he'd go up to her kneecaps and then swap over to the other knee and then lick down. And like
as if that's like a big tease, like, is it?
I don't know. And she kept kind of like shifting down in the bed, being like,
yeah,
move, you know, are you going to move? You were like, you've been threatening to do this to me all day. And he just kept going up to her kneecaps and all the way back down and kept going up to her kneecaps and all the way back down. She said it was one of the weirdest experiences of my life.
I know, but is there nothing worse?
Then he licked her kneecaps clean, like clean, licked her kneecaps clean.
But is there nothing worse when somebody clearly thinks that like they're killing you with the teasing and you're just, you feel like,
get on with this.
Well, like, yeah, like what are you doing? Like, what are you like, this, none of this, this works on like, on some film you saw, but this is not sexy to me.
I know.
You know, like, you have to communicate that. You can't just think that your fucking knee trick that might've worked once is a universal.
Exactly. I know. And like, I also, these lads, this whole, like, I'm going to go down on you for hours. It's like, well, you're actually not, like, logistically, you're not going to do that. So let's be real here.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of going down. And if a woman's into it, it's fucking great. Cause I will stay down there for quite a long time, but like,
have you got a steamer? Have you ever thought about steaming a woman? Steaming her personality out of her vagina?
I don't give a fuck. You know, sometimes people are like, oh, don't go down there. You know, I haven't showered all day. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I wouldn't say you do, to be honest.
I honestly, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just think like, and you're in the fucking moment. Who gives a shit?
Desmond, I have to go. I've got a skin podcast.
Go. I'll sign off, okay?
Bye.
Bye, Joanne.
How do I stop this?
You just.
I'll just close this.
Yeah, end meeting. So Joanne is gone, and I'll sign off. I'm sorry, guys. I promise you that this is the last day of on the pod where I'll go on about this. It was just a very intense few weeks for me, and I just wanted to sign off. Plus, we have pair bombers that listen to the show, and they're very into the gossip. Spilling tea, which is a new term that I liked. So that's a massive tea spill. So I'm wiping up this tea spill, and we're moving on next week. So thank you guys. Joanne's gone. By the way, Steve wasn't here because he's on vacation with his family and he forgot all his stuff. So unfortunately he couldn't make it, but he'll be back next week. We'll be back next week, as always. Check me out at Des Bishop, at Joanne McNally Comedy, at Hello Steve-O. Next week, we'll talk about something a bit more substantial. I'll stop. I really will. I'll stop, because hopefully then I'll have had some sleep. And I'll stop boring you guys with this stuff. So do leave reviews. Thank you so much. You know, for all those new listeners, Giggly Squad listeners, please do leave some reviews for us. It's great for our chart position. So thanks to you guys. I'll do a few videos. I think I'll put up the tickler. I think that's a good promo clip. So do share that if you see that on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. And I'm DesBishop5 on TikTok also, by the way, if that's your jam. Yeah, so see you next week on the Waffle House. Peace. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.